If you walk around Montreal, you might spot banners hanging off of balconies of some residential buildings. Banners reading no to Bill 20. Quebec's newly proposed Bill 20 is framed as a response to the housing shortage in the province, but critics say it threatens the stability of co-op housing. Bill 20 is a proposed law introduced by Quebec's housing minister affecting access to affordable housing across the province, including co-ops. The bill would set an income threshold for renters in co-ops, essentially making co-op residents pay a penalty for earning above a certain income. That exact penalty has not yet been determined, with the government saying it would be determined later by regulators. This bill comes after a recent report from Quebec's Auditor General, which found that 10% of households in affordable housing make more than the financial eligibility criteria allows for, which is just under $60,000 a year. The intended effect of the bill is to create more turnover in affordable housing and co-ops. But co-op and housing advocates in Montreal and across Quebec are concerned that this bill dramatically restricts people's access to affordable housing and makes it difficult to establish new co-ops. Groups like the Quebec Federation of Housing Co-ops condemn this bill, along with the housing advocacy network, the RECLAC. On the program now is the coordinator of the RECLAC, Benoit Roulier. Benoit, this bill is actually meant to increase access to affordable housing, but it does so by raising the barrier to entry, or at least punishing those who are over a certain income threshold. Tell me why this method is controversial for you at the RECLAC.
As you're well aware, like for the past 8-9 years, the state of housing has only led to impoverishing renters, tenants, and it's not a new thing. So for the past years, with the current government, they've also mastered a kind of language that says that, you know, we're promoting affordability, we're using the power of the government to make sure that people have a better housing, there is a better housing availability. But, you know, what we're seeing is that people are actually getting poorer and poorer in the renters class and among the tenants. And Bill 20 is only some kind of diversion according to community groups, according to our own analysis. It's not something that's going to help make more housing available to people with better conditions. So, in fact, the Bill 20 has in itself is set to promote access to housing, but what it does is it's just making sure that the main part of the bill is regarding cooperatives, and it's making sure that people who are in a slightly better position than they used to be, so they got a little bit richer, let's say, and then they will be punished for that, and they would be excluded from in the end from cooperatives. It's not set like that, but what it does is it will make sure that the people who get slightly richer in co-ops will have to pay more for it, which sounds like very reasonable. But what it does, it will prevent them from putting this money where it should be, which is like, for example, on food, which is increasingly expensive, or just for their retirement, or for any sort of investment that could benefit the community. So it's looking at a very, very small portion of the population, and again looking making sure that there is a scapegoat strategy being enacted against slightly richer.
So the argument from the province seems to be that with 10% of households in affordable housing actually making more than a qualifying income, which is still a low income, it's just under 60K, that creating this barrier to entry, this will move people along to housing they can afford and keep the more affordable housing available to those who really need it. It seems to be the idea behind this bill. What is the counter analysis to that idea that you have?
Yeah. So the thing is, when you're looking at the analysis that they did on the government side, it was of course done very thoroughly on a very small portion of the cooperatives. They analyzed and they found out that a very small portion of the renters and tenants in co-ops did actually have a higher revenue than they are allowed to, according to the general rules. So instead of, working with the co-ops or with the social housing community, they decided to ask to enforce a law that would punish this co-op system, knowing that the co-op system is based on mixity, social mixity. And a co-op needs to be also with very diverse skill set, because in a co-op, it only works if people are engaged. And in some co-ops, they will need some people who have a better knowledge or administrative duties. In some co-ops, they will need people who are more engaged in like manual work. And this kind of social mixity makes it stronger. And with the kind of thing that the of law that the bill is trying to enforce, it's going to diminish this capacity, and there will be also another thing that is added with the Bill 20 is they want to have a global how do they say they want to have sorry, I'm looking for the a directory. Yeah. So with the Bill 20, they are asking to do a national directory that would make sure that low income families would be able to access social housing. But there is no context, there is no way for actually cooperative to select who is better suited for the cooperative itself and for the small community. So it's a very global approach again, and it's not taking into account the realities of communities that have been able to live well and make sure that they have a there is a good balance in their community.
The Quebec Confederation of Housing Co-ops agree with you on a lot of points. They also say that this might make things more difficult to establish or maintain housing co-ops. So, do you agree with that? And tell me more about that concern, that side of things.
Well, what we don't know, because it's sorry, I'm going to try and make myself clear. The main risk is that there will be less control from the co-op itself in terms of tenants selection and member of the cooperative. So it will diminish the ability and the sustainability of the cooperative. And as well, it will not allow a group of citizens to develop a project of co-op with as much autonomy as they used to, because of the centralized list of people who can now join a co-op. It's again against that kind of capacity of self-organization and community citizens who can build a new group, a new co-op. So it's going to diminish this whole ability.
Your coalition, the RECLAC, connects a lot of tenants' organizations and co-ops together. You communicate with renters at different levels who have concerns. So tell me about what you've been hearing from people on the ground.
So we've been seeing that cooperatives in general feel like they are going to be losing control. They're going to they risk having their community being destroyed by a centralized vision. And also they see that they can they could have people leaving the cooperative just because they will have to pay a significant increase in their rent, which would only impoverish them because then they would be on the private market, which is so much higher. So it's not going to create any new affordable housing. It's just going to make basically some people a bit poorer. So it's not a solution for anything. They are not suggesting to build more social housing. They're just dividing people. So that's the fear that they have currently.
Benoit, if you were consulted on this bill, what would you have suggested that the province do differently?
So regarding that, the Reclalc exists like since almost 50 years now. We have more than 50 groups, but we just created with FRAPRU, another very important group, a coalition that's a coalition against high housing costs that also incorporates more than 50 national groups from feminists background, community groups, also unions and tenant rights organization. And this new coalition is asking three things. We are asking three things. We are asking a real rent control so that tenants cannot just decide to impoverish the tenants year after year. So landlords can't ask impoverished tenants year after year because the current rate is higher than the current rent increase rate is currently higher than the revenue increase. So basically what the government allows is for landlords to impoverish tenants. That's what they do. So that's the first thing that we are asking. The second is social housing. And so the third thing that we're asking in the coalition is that housing rights are incorporated into the charter. So these are the three things that we're asking. We're just beginning. We had our first demonstration last week for the renters for the Tenants' Day on the 24th, and we will have for July 1st our next demonstration and action in Montreal and Quebec. And we hope that with rioting concerns and our like more involved activities, the government is finally going to listen, not only to landlords, because everything they are doing right now is for landlords. And we just saw that this week with this kind of like surreal thing that happened when the new prime minister said that they understood that there was a housing crisis, and then they're giving like $5,000 back to people buy houses with the tax de bienvenue. So it's surreal currently. We're really feeling that the government is not listening to 40% of the population for whatever reason they have. So it's crazy. And just to answer one of your earlier questions, when you said, what would you do if they asked you? So during the Bill 20 consultation, we were asked to for a memoir. So we wrote the memoir, and we also were asked to for the testimonies to the consultation to go and talk. And when we went there, well, we were by Zoom, The minister actually refused to talk to us. She just said, "I don't want to talk to this group." So she refused basically to talk to the most important group representing tenants. It's just insane.
So there's a lack of community consultation in your mind.
There is a general lack of consultation and in this government, and I think to a level that's rarely been seen. And it's
Okay.
not just for housing. It's a vision that they're trying to impose, and then they just listen to people they want to listen to.
Well, we don't have time today to get into all of that, Benoit, but thank you for joining us at CJLO. Benoit Roulier, the coordinator at the Coalition of Housing Committees and Tenants Association of Quebec, the RECLAC, speaking there about the proposed law, Bill 20, which has not yet been passed into law. Quebec's legislature is prorogued and won't begin again until May 5th, but we'll be following along with what happens to Bill 20 here on CJLO 1690 AM on the NewsHour.